Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Recently, there was a town hall with Rick Dennison, the offensive coordinator of the Texans, Frank Bush, the defensive coordinator, Texans voice Mark Vandermeer, and first-round draft pick Kareem Jackson. They all took part, they all had a good time, and they enjoyed mingling with the fans.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. Good afternoon, and welcome to our very first fan forum. We thank you for joining us today as we have a great mini-program for you. Rick Dennison, the Texans' offensive coordinator, new one, is going to join us, but he's no stranger to the business, former offensive coordinator in Denver, and of course a player for the Broncos. Also, defensive coordinator Frank Bush entering his second year as the defensive coordinator of the Texans, and first-round draft choice, cornerback Kareem Jackson from Alabama. They will all join us live on Fan Forum today. Now, if you want to ask a question of any of these gentlemen, feel free to dial *3 at any time to get your question registered. *3 at any time to get your question registered. Then you can come right back to the program. If you want to order season tickets or have any question at all about season tickets, you can dial *0 at any time during this fan forum. A lot of ground to cover today as we will talk about changes to the offense, if at all, with offensive coordinator Rick Dennison, go over some of the personnel drafted in the most recent NFL draft, and of course Frank Bush talking about how that defensive attack is going to change and look a little different maybe, how Kareem Jackson might fit in, some of the other talent that the Texans have been able to acquire. And just looking at the schedule, you all know what the schedule is by now, as the Texans will open up the 2010 regular season on September 12th against the Indianapolis Colts at Reliance Stadium. Probably their most challenging schedule ever, playing the NFC East opponents and also playing the New York Jets out of the AFC East on the road. You know about the primetime games, Monday Night Football at Indianapolis during the season, a Thursday Nighter at Philadelphia. It is going to be very exciting indeed. Also, preseason action, the Texans open at the Cardinals, then they'll be at the Saints, but home to the Dallas Cowboys on August 28th. At Reliance Stadium, and wrapping up the preseason on September 2nd, a Thursday nighter with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Any moment, we will be joined by Texans offensive coordinator Rick Dennison. Now, we have some poll questions for you to take part in. Which late round draft choice will have the biggest impact for the Houston Texans this year? Which late round draft choice will have the biggest impact for the Texans? And you answer the poll question by just pressing on your phone. Is it number one, Doran Dickerson, the tight end slash wide receiver out of Pitt, Trindon Holliday, the speedy kick returner from LSU, Sherrick McManus, the corner from Northwestern, or Shelly Smith, the guard from Colorado State? We left out Ben Tate. We left out Kareem Jackson. We're trying to make it interesting with a late-round draft choice question. One, Doran Dickerson, two, Trindon Holliday, three, Sherrick McManus, and four, Shelly Smith, the guard from Colorado State. So you let us know which one of those late-round draft choices you think will have the biggest impact here in 2010 with your Houston Texans. Now we welcome aboard the new offensive coordinator for the Texans, Rick Dennison. Rick, how are you doing today? Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, tell us so far, what are your impressions of being in the organization as you've gotten to work this offseason?
Well, it's been great. It's a very comfortable organization for me. As you know, I know quite a few people here, coaches, and obviously Rick Smith, working with him before, so it's pretty comfortable. It's an exciting deal, certainly being down here and getting involved. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, tell us how the offense might change, if at all, with you in charge as coordinator. I know you ran the same system in Denver, but are there going to be some changes to the way the Texans do business offensively?
Probably not to the average fan. I don't think. You know, we're just going to try and do what we do better and keep working the tempo, play fast, play hard, and hopefully keep moving the ball.
You got to feel kind of like a kid in a candy store. Here you are with Matt Schaub, who led the NFL in passing yards and that great arsenal he has of pass catchers. And now you have Ben Tate, who you drafted in the second round, coming in. Let's talk about some of the weaponry that the Texans have.
Well, that's that's the key, is to have many options and multiple ways to attack a defense. And I think certainly that's what we have, and that's what we're striving to do. It's like you said, I don't know about a kid in a candy store, but I feel pretty fortunate to have all those guys and just get them all working on the same page.
Ben Tate specifically, Rick, let's talk about what he brings to the table. I don't think the Texans have ever had a back who's this fast and this big, that kind of combination of power and speed.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously that's what we chose him for. Has a great combination of size and speed. He was impressive in Indianapolis. He ran the ball well during his senior season at Auburn. Big physical kid, can score anytime he puts his hands on the ball. So, you know, we're just give him his turns in camp and see if we can't teach him something and see if it works out, and he gives us another, like you said, weapon to help us out.
All right, continuing along with some of the draft choices, Shelly Smith comes from your alma mater, Colorado State. Big, strong, physical, athletic guard. Does he have a chance to win a job this year, even though he was a late-round draft choice?
I think everybody, you know, we go into this trying to put all the pieces, whether they're drafted in the first, drafted in the seventh, or even a free agent. You try and find as many pieces to compete for those 53 spots. And certainly everybody has those shots. I mean, he's very, like you said, very athletic. He's very explosive at Indy with his jumps and whatnot. And, you know, we have a little bit of exposure with the Rams, so we all kind of know what we're getting there. And I think he definitely has a shot at least to compete for a spot.
Doran Dickerson was also drafted late, played tight end at Pitt. He's been called the best athlete on the Pitt team. And Gary Kubiak said on draft day he would play wide receiver behind Andre Johnson. Discuss him for us, if you could.
Well, it's rare in the seventh that you get a guy that's that big and that fast. So we took the opportunity to get him in here and give Larry somebody to train and see how far he can get. But he has good ball skills. He runs well. Maybe help us on special teams. There's a lot of things that a guy with his size and speeds that can help a team. So we're hoping that will happen for us.
You're listening to the Texans Fan Forum. We have Rick Dennison on the line, the offensive coordinator for the Texans. I'm the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Rick, talk about Matt Schaub a little bit. He obviously had an outstanding season, Pro Bowl MVP. How do you work with him? How do you make him even better in 2010?
Well, I think, you know, he'll do it himself. I mean, he's such a hard worker. He's a very bright kid, really understands what's going on and puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he does a great job. So, you know, we're just trying to keep him going in the right direction. Like you said, add some more tools, be more consistent running the ball, be, you know, more consistent protecting him, and then go from there. Give him a couple more, you know, tweak some of the schemes that we have just a little bit to help us out, and try not to mess him up because he did very well last year.
Rick, the fans have a lot of questions about the offensive line because you signed Wade Smith in the offseason. Last year, Casey Stutter did a nice job, Chris Myers at center, of course, but Brizell went down early, Chester Pitts went down early. You had to go very deep on the depth chart. You got great results, obviously, in the passing game, not exactly the running attack the Texans wanted. I know this is all before your time, and you've coached offensive line. What do you make of particularly the interior of the Texans' offensive line, and how will you award those jobs?
Well, those are just a matter of meshing together. I mean, just having worked with those guys, you get a guard and a tackle, they need to work together for a fair amount to get a good feel on how to work the combinations and then the guards with the centers. I think we have a lot of good players, and we'll throw them all out there, and the top five will be playing for us. And I think there's the time in training camp and the OTAs and whatnot, preseason games, to see which five of those will be. And, you know, the competition will only make them better. And then once we get them picked, then they'll all grow together.
The tight end position, a lot of people on draft day, fans observing, said, wow, they're drafting a lot of tight ends here. Of course, Doran Dickerson will play wide receiver. But Garrett Graham went in the fourth round out of Wisconsin. Reminds a lot of people of Owen Daniels. Discuss that position group for us, because we know you have a lot of guys banged up trying to come back, and you needed to fill the OTA roster with bodies, if nothing else. But this is going to be interesting to watch these guys develop come training camp.
Yeah, you know, Garrett's a lot like the guys, just like you said, a lot like Owen Daniels, I'm sorry, OD. He's a lot like the other guys that we have on our team, and it's great to find a guy that can do a little bit of everything, just like our guys, and put him out there and not miss a beat. So, again, adding depth for competition, and, you know, that allows the cream to rise the top, so to speak. And that's all we're trying to do. Get the best players for our team, the best 53. And he was a guy that we thought could fit very well to what we do.
Rick, before we got you on the line, we asked a poll question. Which late-round draft choice would have the biggest impact? And right now, Trendon Holliday is leading the way big time. Kick returner out of LSU. Do you see him fitting into the offense at all? Because everyone talks about his speed returning kicks.
Well, that's one of those things that we will see. You know, I've watched the tape of him, and I know he's got explosive speed and can do some very good things with the ball in his hands, and we'll see how it fits in. You know, we'll find what role he will play for us based on the rest of the guys, too, you know, where they all fit in.
Rick Dennison joining us, offensive coordinator with the Texans. If you have a question, all you have to do is press *3, and we'll try to get it on this fan forum for you. If you have a season ticket question, dial *0. Byron from Houston has a question here, Rick. What will Steve Slayton's role be in the offense after you drafted Ben Tate? What about Steve Slayton after that rough sophomore season, Rick?
Well, I don't think we quite know exactly what anybody's role, especially at the running back, is going to be. Like I said, we got Ben, and we feel good about his potential. But we're going to put them all out back there and give them all carries in camp, give them all carries in preseason game, and see which one earns the right to carry the ball. So he may be the first guy out there. He may be the second guy out there. He may be the guy out there on third down. We don't know yet. We're going to see how they develop and how hard they work and what they earn as far as carries.
Rick, we're not on the air here. It's just us ticket holders and most diehard Texans fans. So give us a Gary Kubiak story or two from your playing days in Denver.
Well, there's a lot of those. Gary and I used to play a bunch of gin back when passing time. And at one point in time, we were playing gin in the Super Bowl. Because we'd sit there and play during the Super Bowl during the media day, because neither one of us were very popular as far as the media guys. We passed a lot of money back and forth, probably a dollar here or two, but I think we broke even over the years.
Well, when you were hanging around Gary back then as members of the Denver Broncos as players, what did you think of his prospects of someday becoming a head coach in the National Football League? And obviously you were on the staff in Denver when he was the offensive coordinator, but going back to those days, did you project him to be a head coach someday?
Well, he certainly had all the tools. I mean, he was very, you know, I hate to use the word cerebral, but he always knew what was going on. You know, he worked well with John as his backup, but anytime anything happened to John, you were pretty sure as a player that Gary's going to go in there and get the job done. There was never really much of a doubt in that he was going to be a very good coach if that's what he wanted to do, and I knew that's kind of what he was going. So he, you know, just studying the game, knowing the game, knowing the situations, and understanding what it takes to win.
Rick, another question from our listeners. Will from Houston wants to know, what will change about our running game in the red zone? Because that was an issue last year, trying to get some ground production, although it did improve in the last couple of games of the year particularly. Your thoughts on red zone running?
Well, you know, particularly down there, they start dropping a bunch of guys to set up a picket fence along the goal line, keep you from throwing in there. We're just trying to be more consistent with what we're doing, our techniques up front, run the ball hard, you know, just the whole package of moving the ball close to the goal line and force them not to do that, not to drop a bunch of guys, to put more guys in the box and make them play us honest. I think that's the key.
Rick Dennison joining us, Texans offensive coordinator. One more for you here, Rick. In college, you were playing tight end and moved to defense to play linebacker, correct?
Well, I did that in the professional ranks. Yes, my first year out, they had 12 rounds and I couldn't get drafted. So I was a free agent in Buffalo and they moved me to linebacker. But I played 4 years of offense, a little wide receiver and a little tight end.
Well, the Texans drafted a guy, Earl Mitchell, a Houstonian, played at Arizona. He moved from tight end to defensive tackle. We'll talk to Frank Bush about him, but could you imagine doing something like that?
Yeah, he did it in college, so, and I've watched tape on him. He's a very explosive athlete. He's a very quick guy. I think he's a lot more talented than I ever dreamed of being. For me, it was just blind luck. For him, he's got a lot of talent to go back on, and I think he'll do a fine job.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for joining us on this fan forum. We really look forward to the season, and OTA is coming up in less than 2 weeks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Rick Dennison joining us, Texans offensive coordinator. We're waiting on Frank Bush now, Texans defensive coordinator, to talk about some of the talent acquired in the draft. And Kareem Jackson later on, Kareem Jackson, the number one draft choice of the Texans. So the first poll question done. Let's go on to poll question number two. And this applies to your game day experience, fans. How do you prefer the roof during Texans game days? One, closed. Press two for open. Press three for don't care. And I don't think we're going to get too many threes out of this. One, roof closed, that's what you prefer. Two, roof open. Three, you don't care. Now, we didn't break it down in certain temperature conditions, that kind of thing. You all know about the window of when the roof will be open as far as temperature is concerned, but we're just interested in your thoughts on that subject. Frank Bush, of course, entering his second year as defensive coordinator for the Texans after a rocky start last year defensively. Juggling some personnel in the defensive backfield, the Texans, after the first three games, became one of the best defensive teams in the entire National Football League. Of course, they had the Rookie of the Year in linebacker Brian Cushing, a first-round draft choice from 2009. D'Amico Ryans, Pro Bowler, of course, and Mario Williams, Pro Bowler. And the acquisition of Bernard Pollard was just dynamite in the defensive backfield for the Houston Texans. They lost Dante Robinson in free agency, acquired Kareem Jackson, first-round draft choice, who is projected to start. They also have other corners that are interesting, of course, and Glover Quinn, Bryce McCain, Jacques Reeves. So it should be interesting with the Texans' defense. We want to remind you, if you want to ask a question of Frank Bush or later on Kareem Jackson, press star 3 at any time during the fan forum, star 3. And if you want to transfer over to purchase season tickets, or if any kind of season ticket question, you can press star 0 at any time. That's star 0 at any time. And some of the results flooding in already on our poll question prior to our visit with Frank Bush. 61% of you say roof open. 61% say roof open. 37% say closed. 2% of you do not care what the roof does on game day. So we're waiting on Frank Bush, the Texans defensive coordinator. We mentioned Kareem Jackson later on. He's our last guest on the fan forum today as you continue to hang on. Kareem Jackson played at Alabama, of course, won a national championship with the Crimson Tide, had an absolutely terrific season. There was some debate as to whether he was going to come out or not, whether or not it was a good decision for him, and we'll talk to him about that. Clearly it was, because he went in the first round and he went ahead of two other guys that were getting a lot of attention and projected to be picked around where the Texans were picking. But projections don't mean much. It's how you perform on the field, and we'll see Kareem Jackson in a Texans uniform. It'll be less than 2 weeks, as 2 weeks from this past Monday, OTAs are set to begin at the Methodist Training Center. Texans practicing for several weeks before they will take a long break and then head into training camp to begin their campaign for 2010. Results still about the same, around 60% for the roof open, 37% for the roof closed. And the first poll question of the day, or of this fan forum conference call, if you will, Trindon Holiday, 55% of the vote, 55% of you thought that he would be the late-round draft choice with the most impact. When you run sub 4.4, sub-4.3, according to some watches, in the 40, you are going to get a whole lot of attention. And Trendon Holiday, diminutive, 5'5", 5'6", about 165 pounds out of LSU, getting a lot of attention. And a lot of you think he's going to touch the ball a bunch in the preseason and get to make the regular season roster. No guarantee for a sixth-round draft choice. And we mentioned the guard, Shelly Smith, out of Colorado State, a massive individual who has tremendous athletic ability, a chance to make the roster, and you never know what his impact might be. Now we are joined by Texans defensive coordinator Frank Bush. Frank, good afternoon. How are you doing today? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, we have a lot of listeners on the line, Texans season ticket holders, and they want to know what Kareem Jackson is going to bring to the team. What do you think, Frank? What do you think the impact is going to be for the rookie?
Well, first and foremost, I think he's going to bring a winning attitude. You know, he's been a kid that's been a successful program for a couple of years now. He's been a starter at Alabama. They turned that program and finally had a chance to win the national championship. So we think he's going to bring a winning attitude, very similar to what Brian Cushing brought with us from brought to us from SC. So we think he's going to bring that. You know, and also the kid can play. He just flat out can play. He's a tough kid. He's very aggressive. He likes to hit. And, you know, that's one of our prerequisites at that corner position. And he can also cover. So, you know, besides, you know, a winning attitude and a tough kid is what we're looking for.
So he's going to be in starting position, cornerback, base defense a week from Monday when OTAs begin?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right,
we're going to put him out there
that.
And give him a chance to compete.
All right. I'm going to go right away to a fan question here because I was going to ask this myself, but Carl wants to know, what's the plan to make sure the defense is ready to go at the beginning of the season, given we open with the Colts? That's a very tough opener, no doubt, Frank. And obviously last year the defense had some issues in the early going of the season, a lot of that due to issues in the defensive backfield, guys coming back from injury or not participating in training camp. It's so crucial to be ready to go opening day.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to go about our business in training camp and you know, OTAs and training camp and try to get ourselves, you know, ready to go physically and mentally and get everybody going on the same page. And, you know, we just got to go out and be more assertive and more aggressive about what we do. Last year there was a bit of a filling out process when we got to the regular season. And, you know, we can't do that this year. We just got to hit the ground running. You know, there's a lot of expectations, and that's a big, big game for us. So we just got to hit the ground running and come out a little bit more assertive.
Let's discuss Earl Mitchell for a moment. We were actually talking with Rick Dennison about that because Earl Mitchell converted from tight end to defensive tackle. Now, I believe Warren Sapp did that in college. You don't see too many guys doing that, but that means he's a great athlete. Discuss what he brings to the table.
Like you said, he's a quick, an explosive kid, a very good athlete. He plays with a lot of passion, you know, runs around, likes to hit, and what he's going to do, he's really going to push those guys that are in front of him to step their games up. And, you know, and if they don't, then he's got a chance to get in there and make something happen. You know, and we look for him to come in and add quality reps, you know, give Moby and Cody a chance to get some rest and be fresh on third down. But, you know, we look for him to just be in that rotation and bring a lot of energy to the table.
What do you think Connor Barwin is going to bring in year two? Gary Kubiak likes to say that players make a tremendous leap, or they should anyway, from their rookie season to their so-called sophomore campaign.
Yeah, you know, and Connor's situation is twofold. You know, he's been playing defensive end for 2 years, and all of a sudden he goes into his second year as a pro and a second year, or actually third year, as a defensive end. So, you know, we see him taking a tremendous step. You know, he's going to have a better feel for the game. He'll understand schemes and really what people are trying to do to him. He'll know how to use his strengths to his advantage. And some of those things start to show up last year toward the end. But, you know, we expect him to take a huge step, and we expect him to be a playmaker for us.
Getting back to the draft choices, Daryl Sharpton, the linebacker from Miami, highly regarded in Coral Gables. What do you think his chances are of making an impact?
Hopefully, you know, he can come in here and really compete. We're going to put him at the Will linebacker spot. We're going to have him compete with Zach Dowles. But he's a kid that's smart enough to kind of learn all three positions. He can be a quality backup in all three. And if anything happens, this kid can step on the field and play. We like his brain. We like his attitude. And we like, you know, his toughness that he brings. You know, he's a Miami linebacker, and they have a reputation in the league. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some of that when he shows up.
Of course, Kareem Jackson's getting all the attention as a cornerback, but you also drafted Sherrick McManus out of Northwestern. Can you tell us what he is going to bring?
Well, Sarek is a kid that, you know, played corner at Northwestern. He played an aggressive style of corner, you know, kind of in-your-face coverage type of guy. Covered people all over the field, you know, never really saw him get, you know, outran down the field too many times. And he was tough when he had to go and fit into the running game. He showed a lot of toughness. So there's a lot of potential with that kid. He was somewhat overlooked because he had a bit of a groin injury. But when you look at all of his body of work, man, we like the kid's toughness and we like his speed. So we think he's going to have a chance to develop into a real solid corner.
You're listening to the Texans Fan Forum with defensive coordinator Frank Bush. I'm Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. If you have a question, dial *3*3. Or if you have a season ticket question, press *0. That's *0 for any kind of season ticket question. Well, we talked about some of the talent acquired in the draft. Let's discuss safety, though, because you didn't draft one, Frank, and there was some attention paid to that by the local media, but Rick Smith was quick to point out that you have some good safeties already, no doubt about it, with, of course, Bernard Pollard being re-signed. Let's start with him. That must have made you very happy to know that he was going to be back with the Texans.
Yeah, it's almost immeasurable, the impact that he brought to our team once he showed up and started playing for us. So, boy, we're really happy to get him back. You know, he's a kid that was very conscientious, a very tough kid, learned the defense very quickly, and then he was able to go out and perform at a very, very high level. So, boy, we're really happy to get that whole thing squared away and get him back in the fold. And, you know, heck, we think he's going to be even better because he's here even earlier now. He'll get a chance to get some of the nuances down a little bit quicker. So, really excited about Bernard. Eugene Wilson had a nick late in the season last year, but really played well for us. You know, he's kind of a ball-hawking kid that can, you know, attack the football and get interceptions. Then he showed his toughness in games where he would come up and hit you. And so we're excited to have some veteran guys in that back end that help lead some of these young guys as we go forth during the season.
And what about Dominique Barber? Because Rick Smith was praising his play last season when he had to step in and fill in big.
Yeah, he is well-deserved. Dominique is a kid that's been a real solid special teams player for us, has been a spot player for us in the past. And then when Eugene went down, he stepped in the game and really did a nice job for us. It was able to handle the back end things as far as getting people lined up, getting adjustments and whatnot. He was able to come up and strike people in the running game. And there was a comfort zone with Dominique that, you know, as he matured, we really felt good about his presence and his play. And we expect even more things from him as we go along.
Some questions from some of the listeners. With Kareem new at cornerback as a rookie, does that change your scheme at all? Does that change some of the things you do defensively because he is new to the business as a professional?
Well, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to try to get him coached up in the OTAs and throughout training camp, and hopefully when we get to the season, he's ready to go. You know, that's why we have these periods. That's why we go through all the extensive practices and whatnot. So we're going to try to get him as ready as we can to be ready to go out and play against, you know, Peyton Manning and that crew come opening day. You know, it's hard to say you can hold anything back. You got to go play football. You know, NFL is week to week, and we got to go out and try to find a way to get a win in week one. And, you know, Kareem's going to have to, you know, take heed of what we're doing and hit the ground running.
That question was from Raul in Channelview, and Sean had a similar question, so we combined them. Bill wants to know, do you think the Texans will blitz more this year? And discuss your blitz-non-blitz ratio last year. Are you going to change it at all for 2010?
Well, you know, it's hard to say whether we're going to blitz more or not. You know, we hired another cornerback. We're real confident, so it gives us a chance to be aggressive. Will it be an all-out blitz, or will it just be man coverage? Hey, we got to see. You know, we got to see where we are and what we're capable of doing. And, you know, quite frankly, we feel good about our upfront guys that and they can go put pressure on the quarterback. As far as the ratio is concerned, you know, that really plays into how the game is going. You know, if it's time to go get the quarterback, we'll go get the quarterback. If we're sitting on a lead or things are happening a certain way, then, of course, you don't want to do anything foolish to give up a quick play. So, you know, that's going to be a game-by-game thing. We'll be aggressive. We've always maintained that. We won't sit back on our heels, and we won't assume that anything's going to, you know, happen. We're going to try to be aggressive and be assertive, as I mentioned. But, you know, as games play out, we'll see what we got to get done. But we're confident that Kareem can help us be more aggressive.
Frank, let's reflect on Brian Cushing's rookie season, because it was incredible how He was a little nicked up from time to time. He missed some practice, but he always showed up for you on game day in a big, big way and was named Defensive Rookie of the Year. You got to smile at that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Brian did an excellent job of learning the defense and not just learning it. Some of the times he wasn't able to, you know, practice and get some of the things down, so he spent a lot of time studying film and studying our defense to making sure that he had everything down before he went into Sunday, and he was able to, you know, produce that on the field. Again, Brian is a kid that's been in a winning program. He understood. He was a pro early in the situation. He was a very mature player, and, you know, he was able to bring that to the field even though he was a rookie, and we were really, really excited about it, and, you know, you guys all see the results.
One of our listeners wants to know, has Mario Williams ever lobbied for tight end playing time or goal line opportunities or anything like that?
You know, Mario, I haven't heard him lobby for tight end. He thinks he's the best athlete on the team, but we haven't heard him lobby for any tight end time or anything like that. From time to time, he does believe he can play linebacker. You know, he thinks he can drop. He thinks he can catch the ball. And he had a couple of tip balls last year. So he believes in his mind he's the best athlete out there. But never a tight end lobby. Maybe a linebacker lobby a little bit.
Do fans, media members make too big a deal out of stacks as a statistic to evaluate the effectiveness of a defensive end? Discuss that for us.
You know, I think sometimes they do. You know, whenever you have a guy that's a premier player, i.e. a Mario Williams or whoever, you know, teams are going to have to do things to kind of keep him from, you know, being the best he could be. So a lot of times, you know, he affects the game, although the numbers don't show it. He makes people change schemes and make them run away or change blocking protections and whatnot. So he affects the game that way. Therefore, other players can flourish. And, you know, some of that happened a little bit this year. You know, Mario still played well for us. He was able to go out and get 9 or 10 sacks or whatever it was. And, you know, he was still a guy that showed up every Sunday and produced for us. But, you know, when you have a special player, people are going to try to find a way to kind of take that guy out of his game or limit his production. And, you know, that happens with Mario, and it happens with Andre. It happens with, you know, guys throughout the league. So his effectiveness is not always measured in stats. It's the overall game that you have to watch.
One more for you, Frank. As Amobi Okoye, he's a salty veteran now, yet he's younger than Brian Cushing, actually. So what do you look for this season from Amobi Okoye?
Yeah, you know, as the season went along, he became just a solid football player. And I think more than anything, that's what we've always wanted from him. We've never really expected a lot of flash. He is an inside player, and it's hard to produce a lot of, you know, flash plays or bang-bang plays, we like to call them. But he became a solid football player. He became solid in the running game. He put pressure on the quarterback, didn't always get the sack, but he was around the quarterback. And I think he's just going to add to that. You know, we expect some big plays out of him. He had some tackles for losses and whatnot. And we expect him to get around the quarterback even more. Now that he's mature, he's having a great offseason right now. He's in excellent shape and whatnot. So, yeah, the expectations keep going up for him. But more than anything, we want him to just be a solid, you know, day-in, day-out football player that we can depend on to be in there and produce for us.
What do you think of the schedule? What do you think of all the primetime games? It seems like in years past, obviously the Texans have had primetime games before, but the schedule would read noon, noon, noon. Very routine. Now we have all these different start times, different days of the week. It's really going to be interesting. Plus, you open with the Indianapolis Colts. Your thoughts on the 2010 schedule?
You know, I try not to get too far ahead of myself. Right now, all I can see is Peyton Manning. So, you know, as far as the rest of it is concerned, well, you know, it's just a credit to our players. And our head coach, they've done an excellent job of putting themselves in position to be recognized throughout the league. They were one of the hotter teams last year as we went down the stretch and we won 4 in a row. And, you know, Gary has put this thing together and he's got guys believing in our system and what we're doing. And so it's just a credit to the kids and Gary as we move forward and trying to get this program and this organization into a winning program. So we're really excited about it, but, you know, like I said, right now it's all about number 18 and the rest of his compadres up there. And, you know, we're just going to try to take them one at a time.
Frank, thank you so much for being with us on this fan forum. We really appreciate the time. And good luck in the OTAs and the rest of the offseason.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Frank Bush, Texans defensive coordinator, joining us entering year 2. We are waiting for Kareem Jackson now, the corner drafted in the first round out of Alabama. going to be interesting to catch up with Kareem, find out what's up with him as his life has changed dramatically since being selected in the NFL draft by Houston and projected as an instant starter. All right, our poll results. Do you prefer the roof? How do you prefer the roof during Texans game days? Closed, 39%. Open, 58%. Don't care, 2%. We knew that one would have a slim amount of recipients. Well, open, 58% want it. I was a little surprised, frankly, that almost 40% want the roof closed during game day. When, remember the year with Hurricane Ike, the roof was open. The Texans had some great atmosphere with the roof open. But, of course, it's all about the weather conditions, that sort of thing. Our next poll question, this is a good one. Other than the Cowboys games, which Texans home game are you most excited about? We're going to go ahead and assume that the Cowboys are going to generate the most excitement. But which Texans home game are you most excited about? Is it one, the Colts? So press one for the Colts, two, the Titans, or three, the Ravens. That's a Monday night football game. Now you might think, well, aren't the Colts on Monday night? That's the one up there. The one here is the opener. So is it one, the Colts, two, the Titans, or three, Ravens, Monday night football? Answer the poll question and we'll get the results to you shortly. We'll have one more poll question after we get Kareem Jackson on the line here, the first round draft choice of the Houston Texans. We already had offensive coordinator Rick Dennison on. If you joined us late during the fan forum, and you can expect to see the same offense, the same high-powered offense. Dennison comes in here after taking over Gary Kubiak's position at Denver. When Kubiak came here in 2006, it was Rick Dennison becoming offensive coordinator for the Broncos under Mike Shanahan. So he knows all about the system, and now he has the keys to a terrific car with Schaub driving and the great group of wide receivers and now a promising young running back in Ben Tate. Frank Bush talked about the defense, adding Kareem Jackson. Will he blitz more? Will he not? He says game situations dictate that, but they want to get the corners to do their thing and enable them to go after the quarterback with extra people whenever possible, be aggressive, because when they were very effective, obviously. We mentioned the first three games not being to their liking defensively, of course, but after that, they were one of the elite groups in the entire league. Joining us right now, first-round draft choice out of Alabama, national champion, cornerback Kareem Jackson. Kareem, Mark Vandermeer with you. Welcome to the Fan Forum. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Well, how has your life changed since becoming the first-round draft choice of the Houston Texans?
It's changed a whole lot. It's a new chapter in my life that I'm eager and anxious to start. I'm just looking forward to it. Looking forward to the challenge.
Have you been able to talk much with your new teammates, get to know them at all? How many conversations have you been able to have? I know your time has been limited.
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to any of my teammates. I've talked to Antoine Caldwell. That's the only guy, and that was when I came out the day after the draft. But I talked to D'Amico, too. D'Amico Ryan. But those are the only two guys that I talked to because those guys are from Bama. So I had a chance to speak with those guys briefly.
A lot of guys like playing for Nick Saban because he gets players ready for the National Football League. He's obviously coached in the league, and that's a big help. How has he helped you get ready for the NFL?
He helped me a whole lot. I owe him a lot of credit, for me being the player that I am today. He taught me a lot in the 3 years I was there, such as paying attention to the little details, just being a student of the game. This is my whole mental thought process as being a player. So I owe a lot to him for that.
How would you describe your playing style, Kareem?
I consider myself as a physical corner. I like to make my presence known out there by, in choking the receiver out or making that knock out hit whenever I can get a chance. So I like to see myself as being a physical corner.
Have you talked much with Frank Bush or any of the Texans coaches about how you're going to fit in defensively with your new team?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to him about how I'm going to fit in. Talked to Coach Gibbs a couple of times. He's just kind of, just telling me things, kind of teaching me on the run. So that's about it.
Well, at OTAs a week from Monday, Coach Frank Bush, your defensive coordinator, said they're going to coach you up. How does it feel being a rookie? You have to start all over after being the elder statesman, an elite guy at Alabama. Now you're a rookie, although you're projected to be a starter. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about the whole learning process. I think I learned the defense quickly. Being at the University of Alabama and under Coach Nick Saban, our defense is very technical. So I don't think learning the defense will be a problem. I don't think my physical skills will be a problem. I'm just ready and ready to take on the challenge. So.
This is the Texans Fan Forum. You're listening to Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Texans, joined by first-round draft choice cornerback Kareem Jackson out of Alabama. Kareem, is there a player, a couple of corners in the NFL you really have enjoyed watching as a college player, maybe players you model yourself after at that position?
Oh, yeah. This past year, he got to be Darrell Revis. And, Chump Bailey's always been my guy ever since I was a young guy. So, and also the guy in Oakland, Numbie. Those three guys are great corners. I like to watch them and just kind of, take stuff from their game and just kind of maybe throw it in a sprinkle a little in my game. So, I enjoy watching those guys this past year.
Well, you're going to get a front row seat to watch Revis, watch Asamoah. They'll get a front row seat to watch you, no doubt. Now, which wide receiver do you really look forward to matching up against? You're going to get some really tough assignments this year. Have you thought about that much?
No, I haven't really thought about it much. I know those guys, they're going to go to practice every day just like I'm going to go to practice. So, I'm going to look forward to every challenge every Sunday. So, like I said, I like to make my presence known. So, I'm not going to be a pushover out there. I'm ready and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
All right, Callie from San Antonio has a question for Kareem. What are your expectations and what are your goals for the season, personally and for the team, Kareem?
For the team, just to get in and help any way I can, whether it's special teams, whether it's being a starter on the defense, personally, I just want to get in and just, like I said, make my presence known, kind of establish myself as one of the better corners in later years and in the NFL.
Kareem Jackson joining us. We already asked Brian's question on what wide receiver Kareem is looking forward to matching up against. Now, Ray from Spring has a question. What type of coverage are you most comfortable with? What will you bring to the Texans coverage-wise that you're most comfortable with right now, Kareem?
For me, and coming from the University of Alabama and that defense, we play a lot of press man, so I'm very comfortable with playing that. I could play zone. I think I can play either whatever corners need to be played. So, I like to consider myself as a all around guy that can play either man or zone. So, I don't think that would be a problem.
I know you have to have looked at the schedule. What game are you looking forward to the most right now?
It have to be the first one because it's the first game on the schedule. So it have to be the first one.
Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning. Now, what quarterback in the NFL have you really liked to watch play? Like to watch them do their thing?
It have to be Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. Those guys are like scientists out there. How to dissect the defense and the audible. It have to be those two guys in this recent year.
Kareem Jackson joining us, first-round draft choice of the Houston Texans. Kareem, when are you coming to Houston for good? Because you begin OTAs 1 week from Monday, so practice is coming up soon enough.
I think I'll be out there the Sunday before, like early Sunday morning. I think it was the 16th, so I get out there kind of early, just kind of get settled. So I have a little time, just kind of sit down and, hopefully I'll get a chance to meet with Coach Gibbs Sunday, just kind of look over some things and so I have a good understanding and won't be lost in practice.
Kareem Jackson, thanks so much for being with us on the Fan Forum. We appreciate your time and best of luck. We look forward to watching you out there at OTAs at the Methodist Training Center.
All right, thanks for having me.